Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph, 11a in Zvachim, 11a and hopefully Bezrim 11b. But we are on Yud Amabez. We'll start with the two dots, four lines up from the bottom. Tnan Hasam tells the Mishnah. Mishnah, the Gemara here is quoting the Mishnah later on from daf Pe Aleph. Why is the Gemara quoting this Mishnah here? Because we were just speaking about the Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether the halachos that apply uniquely to a carbon chatos also apply to a carbon ashram. So the past Amud was talking about what is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, what's his source to compare chatos and ashram. So says the Mishnah later on in Daf Pei Aleph and Pei Beis related to that machlokas. San Hasam. Shai Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, Kol damim shenichlusu lahecha lachaper psulin. There is a halacha that's quoted in Parsis Tzav that if I have blood that is supposed to be sprinkled outside the Hechal. Meaning it's supposed to be sprinkled in the normal place of most karbanos, on the Mizbeach Achitzon, some type of carbon. And I brought it inside to the Hechal. I brought that blood inside. So the halacha is that blood becomes pasul. There are a number of machlokos later on the Mishnayos, daf pei alef, daf pei beis. Does that only apply to karban chatos, or does it apply to all karbanos, which the Gemara was going to talk about here? Does that only apply if I brought it in and actually did zrika on the little mizbeach? Or no, if I brought it in and I didn't do zrika? Many issues that come up. The language of the pasuk is perek vav pasuk chaf gimel. The end of the discussion of details of carbon chatas. Kol the kol chatas asher yuva midamai elo moed. Any chatas that his blood is brought into the ohel moed lechaper bakodesh, to be mechaper in the kodesh lo seyachel but ishti saref, has to be burned. So what is that? It says any chatas, so it's chatas, but it's kol chatas. Asher yuvami dama lechaper bakodesh. So Rashi quotes there: Shem hechlis midam chatas achitzona lefnim psula vechol lerabo shar kachim. That's Rashi. The Ramban there has an important line. The Ramban there in Vayikra says, "Aval amar lechaper." What does it mean? It went in lechaper. Sheim haknisa lefnim aldas lechaper sheyazav imena sham kamaisa chatas primus. If you brought it in with in mind to do zrikas there, as if this was one of the karbanos that are supposed to have the zrikas done inside, one of the chatos primios. Afal pi shelo kiper ba. Even though you didn't do it in the end, klomar shelo haya lohiza midama klum nifzala mishas knisa. The Efshar, and the Rabban says it's possible, Shemaknisa al-das shalola hazos bimena klan shetake shera. I'm not getting into the halachas right now, but it sounds like from the pashup shot of the pasuk, says the Ramban, that if you just brought the blood in, stomp to bring it in, but not to do anything with it, that it would be kosher. It's related, not exactly the same, it's related to the idea of bringing chulin shenechusula hazara. Right, chulin hazara. Also, this is daraisa. What chulin is included? If I bring a chair into the azara, am I violating this daraisa? So, the major machlokas we shown him, does it only apply to items that could have been used as a karban, an animal, fruit that could have been used as bikurim, or it doesn't apply to anything? So, it's a similar idea: bringing something inside that's not supposed to be there. So that's the issue that's brought up here. So, Rabbi Akiva says, any dam that's brought in inside the heichal lechaper psulin, any dam v'chachamim, meaning any karban. Rabbi Akiva includes any carbon's blood that is supposed to be sprinkled outside, you bring it in, it's possible. The Chachamim omrim chatas bovad. The Chacham say, no, only chatas. Only chatas is blood, like the pasuk says, kol chatas. Rabbi Eliezer omer afa asham, shenemar kachatas kasham. That's why this is what this is doing here. Because Rabbi Eliezer says, by asham as well. Tosas has a question here, implicitly, Tosas kol, lo dummy. Tosas says there's a Gemara later on, and also in Menachos, that if I shecht a carbon shlamim inside the heichal, it's kosher. I'm supposed to shecht a carbon shlamim outside the heichal. I'm supposed to shecht a makom bazar, I can shecht it. It doesn't have to be in the north, it's kashe kalim. So anywhere. So if you shecht it inside, it's kosher. Why? The Gemara says, lo yehe tafel chamer min ha'ikr. If you're allowed to shecht it in a tafel spot outside the heichal, so surely in the heichal. So say, as Tosas, why don't you say the same thing here? If a dam is supposed to be sprinkled outside, so surely bringing it inside, that's the ikker. But obviously, the Befreshim say, Tosas isn't asking that you should knock out the Pasuk. The Pasuk's saying something's puzzle. But maybe Tosas is saying you should at least limit it to whatever the Pasuk's talking about. Only Chatas. You should say, lo yei tafa chamam an ikker. Answers Tosas, that case is different. Because at least by Shechita Shlamim, it says that you're supposed to shecht it el Pesach ol Moed. You're supposed to shecht it in proximity to the Olam Oed. So that sounds like Olam Oed is even more ikar. Here it doesn't say anything about Omar. The Dava is supposed to be Nizrak outside, period. Doesn't say in proximity to the Ohel Moed at all. So that's why you can't say this is the same context of Tufel and Iker. Right? It's just two places. Thank you. Outside and inside, and therefore one wouldn't be able to have that dimyon. Okay. So anyway, this was the three-way machlokas we shown him. The halacha of dam shenichlesu lefnim, does that only apply to Chatas, that is the Shita of the Chachamim, also to Asher, that's Rabbi Eliezer, all to other, all Kabbalah, Rabbi Akiva. So says the Gemara, Bishlama Rabbi Eliezer, Kiddukah. Is Shlamim also Lachaper? So Shlamim, there is no Kapar. We mentioned that the Vidui that you do on the Shlamim is Divrei Shevach. The Rambam said Viyirali, in Ochaz Maisa Karbanos. So, but that Dam, I think this is only apply, would this only apply to Karbanos that are Bolachaper, Lacharinat? Right, so I'd say that's the language of the Pasuk, Lachaper. That's the Ramban's. Lachaper just might mean to Zrika. I mean, Zrika doesn't mean Lachaper alachet. Lachaper just means Zrika. Shlomo also has Zrikos, so therefore it would still be included. So Bishlomo, second to last line. Bishlomo, Rebbe Eliezer, Kitakabra Taima. According to Rebbe Eliezer, I understand why he says Chatas, because the Pasuk says Chatas. And according to Rabbi Akiva, he includes all kabbalas from the word kol. El Rabbanan, my taima, why don't the Rabbanan include Asham here? Rashi at the bottom. Havada iskish Asham lachatas. There are definitely similarities between Asham and Chatas. So therefore, why don't the Rabbanan include Asham in this halacha? So by a regular case of Shalol Lishma, there's a special limud, Osa. Osa by Chatas Shalol Lishma, but not in other Karbanas. But here, why don't they compare it to Chatas? So Amar Rava, Asham Shedichlusu Damo Lifnim, Pasul or Maza Zamrit. You can't say it. You can't say the blood of an Asham that goes inside is going to be Pasul. In the Shita of the Rabbanan, it's only Chatas. Why? Kavachomer me Ola. Kavachomer from Ola, you cannot say it. Why? Ma Ola Shehi Khalil. If an Ola, which is such a holy Karban, it's totally burned on the Mizbeach. Nichnas dama lefnim kshera, and yet if its dam goes in kasher, it doesn't get ruined. So asham she'eno kalil akal shekein, an asham which is not totally burned on the mizbeach, surely its blood should not become pasul if it's nichnas lefnim. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It's no kal v'chomer ma la'ola shekein eina mechaperes. You know why Ola's blood is not pasul if you bring it inside? Because an Ola is not mechaper. Asham is mechaper. So it could be that in Asham, Asham's blood will become pasul even though it is not Khalil. So the Gemara says, Minchaschote tochiach. No raya. Because a minchaschote. What's a minchaschote? Again, a carbon mincha that is brought for an aveira. Two possibilities. Either it's a sota, the mincha that a carbon sota brings, or it's an olav yored, one of the three averas that you bring, chatas, that is a sliding scale chatas. All of those, tochiach, that'll prove it. Why? Because as Rashi says, if you bring flour in to the heichal, it's nothing happens to it. It's a special din by dam. Special din by dam of an animal. So, minchaschote tochiach, because that's bala chaper, and yet, if it's brought inside, it's kosher. So too, when it comes to Asham, you should say there's no problem, it doesn't become pasul. The Gemara says, V'leima chatas ha'of tochiyah. Why don't you say chatas ha'of? The blood of the chatas ha'of is mochiyah also. Why? What would be the raya? Because there it is, mimine damim, and still, isn't it pasul? So the Gemara said, no, chatas ha'of by the Rabbi Avani. That itself is it, we don't know. We don't know what that halacha is of chatas ha'of. We know the blood of an animal, of a zevach, of a min zvicha goes in, but of a min ha'of, which is not called a min zvicha, it's not shechted, you do malika, with the koid's fingernail. So, that itself is a question, so you can't bring that as a raya. We have a suffix later on about that. So, where it says, v'lifrach ba'al min chaschote, shekein eina min zevach. So why don't you say, you can't compare asham to min chaschote. Why? Because min chaschote is not shechted. Right, it's a mincha. So if you can't learn it from there, so even though minchas chote, if you bring it inside, it would not become pasul. Maybe an asham's blood would become pasul. So the Gemara says, ola tochiach. No, an ola would prove it, because an ola goes inside and it does become pasul. So what do? So v'chazar adin lo reizek reizev lo reizek reizev. Each one of the models of the milamdim is not exactly the same. Hatzana shavah shabahem. What's the common denominator between Ola and Minchas Chote. Those are the two that we're comparing. Shein Kashi Kachim. They're both Kashi Kachim. All Karban Minchas are Kashi Kachim. And then Ola is a Kashi Kachim. So both of those are Kashi Kachim. V'nim Nichnasu Lefnim Ksheirin. And if you bring them inside the blood of an Ola or the Mincha of a Chote, it's kosher. Afania V'asham Shu Kodesh Kadashim Nichnas Labo Lefnim Kosher. So I learned Asham too. Just like Ola and Minchas Chote, if you bring it inside, no problem. So do you bring Asham. That's the source of the Rabbanan, why they don't compare it to Chatas. One more line related, or two more lines related. Amar le Rava mi Barnish l'Ravashi. What's that? I'm a liberal. I have another question. Ma la hatzad Asham Hashem shekin in lem kitzva. No, again, you cannot compare Asham to those two. Why? Because at least by those two, there's no specific amount that the Torah demands. Karban Ola, Karban Mincha, Minchas Chote, any amount you want. There's only one carbon that the Torah has a demand for an amount. Where the Torah mentions an amount of money you have to spend on the carbon. Only one carbon, and that's carbon asham. Tomar ba'asham sheish lo kitzva. Asham has a kitzva. And therefore, just like it has a kitzva, so maybe it's different than the other carbonas, and therefore you would say it becomes pasul if its blood is brought inside. The Briska Rav on this line says that there's a safek elsewhere, that he a chakira the achronim, the fact that an asham has to, you have to spend a certain amount of money on asham, is that a chovas gavra? That a person has to spend a certain amount of money on an asham, unlike other karbanas? Or do you say, no, it's more than a chovas gavra, it's part of the definition of the karban. It's not an asham without, right, shkalom shekel kesef, without the money. So you see clearly from this gemara, it's the latter. It's part of the chefzah shel karban. Because what are we trying to prove? We're trying to say, since you have to spend more money on it, that's why its dam might be nifsal if you bring it in. If it's a chovas gavra, what does that have to do with the essence of the karban? Says the Briska Rav, it must be the din kitzvas ha'asham, eino din b'chovas ha'bailam dafka, shemichuyavim lahavi b'shovi shtik kesef, elahu din b'chefzah shel ha'asham, lios b'damav kesef shkalim. The fact that you're trying to bring a reason to passel the carbon, it must be that this is part of the definition of the chefsa shell, of the chefsa shell carbon. Okay, so we're back to the question. Asham's different. So the original question, why do the Rabbanan not learn Asham from Chatas? Why do they say that an Asham, if you bring the blood of an Asham, that the blood is supposed to be sprinkled on the Mizbech HaChitzon. If you bring that inside the Heichal, why is it going to be kosher? Why isn't it Pasul HaChata? Se'ela, Hainu Tamayu Drabanan. This is the reason of the Rabbanan. Damakra, Dama. If you bring Dama inside, Dama Shal Zu, V'lo Dama Shal Acher. Only the blood of this one, of Chatas, V'lo Dama Shal Acher, and not the blood of something else, of Asham. V'ida, what does Rabbi Lazar do with that Pasuk? Rabbi Lazar includes Asham, Dama V'lo Besara. If you bring the dam of the carbon in, asher yuvami dama, not pesara. If you bring the basar, that doesn't ruin it. It's the dam. The dam is the crucial kapara element. And therefore, if you bring the dam in, then it's going to be nifsal. You're right, if they bring the dam in, then the basar will also be nifsal. But if you bring the basar in, that's not going to do anything. That's dama velo basara. The idach, what are the rabbanan? Heather rabbanan exclude basar. Dam, dama. Right, they both. You didn't have to. Both, the whole word is extra. So therefore, they exclude one thing from dama, one thing from dama. The idach dama dama lo darish. And Belazar doesn't think that that's a separate limud. It's just one exclusion, and therefore he only excludes basar. He does not exclude asham. Period. End of the section. Next, bishlam al rabbana. So now we're going to talk about a pasuk that comes up in Vayikra. In Perek Vav, in the context of a carbon mincha, says the Torah, "V'zos Torahs haMincha, hakrevo saban Aaron l'fnei Hashem al pnei haMizbeach." Bring the carbon mincha. If you remember, Parshas VaYikra is more about avodas haKarbanos, specifically describing the Karbanos and talking more to the Yisraelim. What carbon should you bring? Talking to the Bailim. Parshas Tzav is talking to the Kohanim. What's the avoda of every carbon? That's what it seems the pashas is. So this is the mincha. What do you do for the mincha? Bring it to the mizbech. Bring a komet's worth. That's the middle three fingers. Bring that amount. Whatever's left over for becoming mincha is eaten by the kohanim. That's one of the matnas kahuna. Unless, except we'll get to this later on at some point, the mincha that a kohen himself offerings, that's totally burned to the Mizbeach. It's a special din d'araisa. But any carbon that a mincha, that a Yisrael brings, the Kohen gets to eat the leftovers. But it says there, lo se'afeh chametz. You're not allowed to bring us chametz. All minchas are matzahs. Chel, except for one or two. Chelkam nasati osam eishai. Kodesh kadashim hi kachatas v'kashem. The Torah throws in this pasuk in the context of mincha. Carbon mincha, it's kodesh kadashim, just like chatas and asham. What is that comparison? Why does the Torah say a carbon mincha is like a chatas and asham? And then it says, kol zachar b'dei aron yochlenu, only male kohanim kedidik, chakalim dorosechem, eishi Hashem, kol she yigah b'hem yikdash. Anything that touches it gets the status of kodesh kadashim. But that's the pasuk we're going to talk about for the next 10 lines. The Torah says a mincha is like a chatas and asham. So what is that, in what regard? So says the Gemara, Bishlamo l'Rabbanon da'amri, Asham shishato shlo lishmo kosher, according to the Rabbanon who say that an Asham shlo lishmo is kosher, right, only the Rabbanon is like what we hold. Only Rabbi Lazar says, Asham is like chadas. But according to the Tanakam, what we have back on that base, only an Asham shlo lishmo is kosher, hayinu d'iskish, mincha l'chadas, mincha l'asham. Then you could explain how a Karei Mincha is some ways like a chadas and in some ways like an asham. How so? To Tanya, because the Brisa says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kodesh Kodeshim Hika Chadas V'Chasham. Kodesh, that's the puzzle we just quoted. The Karei Mincha is like chadas and asham. In what way? Minchas Chote, if you're bringing a mincha because of an Aveira, Harehika Chatas. Then it's like a carbon chatas, because it's like a chat. It is a chatas. Lefichach, therefore, Kamsa Shalol Lishma Psula. If you do the Kemitza, Shalol Lishma, it's possible. Kemitza is the first avoda. Beautiful Rashi. Rashi here parallels, it's the Gemara's of Menachos, Rashi here parallels the Dalet Avodos Hadam to the Dalet Avodos of a Mincha. Rashi says, you see right across from where we are, Kemitza Keneged Shchita, if you underline in your Gemara, it's a good one. Kemitza Keneged Shchita, the Kemitza, when I put my hand into the flour, and I take the flour and I rub off my pinky and my thumb. So those, that act, Kemitza is parallel to Shchita. What do I do then? Matan komitz beklishares. Keneged Kabbalah Saddam. I put that Kemitza into a kli. So that's Keneged Kabbalah Saddam. Holacha Keneged Holacha. No problem. You walk into the Mizbeach, Haktara Keneged Zrika. The burning of the Kemitza is Keneged the Zrika Saddam. And then after that, the Basar is Mutter, or the rest of the Mincha is Mutter. So that's all parallel. So if I do Kemitza Shalolishma by a Minchas Chatas, it's possible. Right, just like that's how it's compared to a mincha. That's how it's compared to a chatas. First word line, minchas nedava harika asham. But a mincha brought as a nedava, right, you can bring a voluntary mincha. So harika asham, that's like an asham. Lefira, kapsa, shalosh makshira. The every do kibitza shalosh mas kasher. So according to the Rabbanon, I understand how a current mincha is compared to both a chatas and both an asham. Because a minchas chatas is like a chatas. A minchas nedava is like an asham, because chatas and asham are different. Well, Rabbi Eliezer, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, l'may hilchaz ha'iskish mincha l'chatas and mincha l'asham. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no difference between chatas and asham. So why does the Torah say it's like a chatas and like an asham? They're the same thing. So how is it like a chatas? How is it like an asham? So the Gemara answers, l'chi'i Dr. Reb Shimon. Oh, you got to learn a different Reb Shimon. A different sheet of Reb Shimon that can help us out. Ditznan, the Mishnah says there in Maseches Menachos, Shelobikli Sharis Psula. I just described the Dalet Avodos of a Karben Mincha, of a Mincha. What is it? Remember, you do the Kemitza, you put whatever you were Nikma Komates into the Kli, you carry it, and then you burn it. What happens if I don't put it into a Kli? I just have it in my hand. I do the Kemitza, I rub off the sides, my thumb and my pinky, and then I take what's under my three fingers, I walk it myself. It's still in my hand. I don't put it into a Kli Sharis. Is that okay? Am I allowed to do that? Just take it in my hand by the blood. You're not going to catch the blood. There's nothing to talk about. But if the kemitz, let's say I skip the putting it into a klisharis, is that okay? Machlokas tanoim. Says the Tanakama, shalobi klisharis psula. The Tanakama says it's possible. You have to put it into a klisharis. Rabbi Shimon machshir. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you have a choice. Shimon says, you want to put it into a kli? Fine. You want to carry it in your hand? That's also fine. Rashi points out in Menachos that the original mincha has to be in a klisharis. Before I do kmitza, I take flour, that has to be put into a klisharis. That's vada, nobody argues with that. For a mincha to get its full kedusha, which we'll talk more about this in a second, Bezrat Hashem, right, so that for sure. The only kshayla is, once I take it out, if I do my kmitza, do I have to put my kmitza down into a klisharis? That's Rashi and Nachas on Daf, Chaf, Vav, Amin Aleph, on the Mishra, says Beferish. Shalok kideish komitz beklisharis. Debetchila mincha vada lo pliki to buy a kli. Originally, you put the flour into a kli, that for sure is needed. The only shaila is, after I do the Kamisa. That's a machlokas between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon. Let's continue, and then we'll come back to talk about a very important issue. V'yamar Reb Yehuda b'Reb Chiya, my time with Reb Shimon. What's the reason Reb Shimon allows you to either put it into a kli or to carry it in your hands? Our pasuk. It should be like a chadas or an asham. What does that mean? A moment of introduction for the next line. We alluded to this before. By a carbon chatas, there's uniquenesses to the zrikas hadam of a carbon chatas that does not apply to other karbanas. Number one, chatas is unique is that you have to sprinkle four times by a chatas. All the other karbanas, the most that they have is shtayim shehin arba. You sprinkle on two diagonal corners of the mizbeach, so when you sprinkle it on the corner, it splats to both sides, so you end up having blood on all four sides. But that's only by other karbanas you have that. When it comes to a chatas, on each corner. Number two, you have to do a chatas on the chronos. We had it yesterday's daf. You have to do it on top, on the chronos, on the horns. But a third difference is that a chatas requires etzpa. Requires your finger. You have to dip, the coin has to dip his finger in, take his finger out, and sprinkle it with his finger. The other karbanas, you just take the kli and fling the kli, and in that way sprinkle the dam. Dafka chatas requires etzpa. As we're about to see right now, when you use your etzpa, as we know in most things in halacha, you have to use your right etzpa. The right hand etzpa. The right hand finger. The Bishai is talking about the Bechoros. What if you have a lefty kohen? Is that a mum if you're a lefty kohen? It's a discussion in Mesechta Bechoros. But for now we're talking about it, you got to use your right finger. If you have your kli, you don't have to use your right hand if it's in the kli. Right, by the other kabbanis. By the chatas, when you use your finger, it's gotta be right. So that's exactly what Reb Shimon is learning here. Why do you have to, what's the kavarish of the chatas and asham? Is to teach me this halacha. Bala ovda biyad, if I choose to do the karban mincha, biyad, meaning, I choose to do the kmitza and then carry it while it's in my hands to the mizbeach, ovda biyaminka chatas. You gotta do it in your right hand. Like chatas uses, by a chatas you have to use your hand, your finger, and it's got to be the right. So to by mincha, if you choose to use your hand, it's got to be the right hand, the right finger. Bala obda bekli, but if you choose to use the kli, meaning like a regular carbon mincha, meaning you do the kmitza, then you put it into a kli shares, then obda besmoka asham, then you can use the left hand like an asham, you're allowed to sprinkle the blood with the left hand. So that's what Rav Shimon does, learns from this pasuk, and that's what Rav Elazar would use this pasuk for. How is a mincha kachadas ka'asham? Depending if you put it in your, you left it in your hand, or you put it into a kli. Fine. Just finishing up. Rav Shimon, haikra, mafik le'lahachi, mafik le'lahachi. So we just learned two Rav Shimons, but they both learned two different halachas from the same pasuk. So how does Rav Shimon do that? One of them is the Rabbanan, we linked one of them to the Rabbanan and one of them to Rav Elazar, but Rav Shimon is the same Tana. So Gemara says, no, Iker Kra, look at the Rav Yehuda, Brei Rav Chiya, Hidasa. The Iker Kra is the second halacha about hand or kli. Umenchas Chote, the Psula, Shalol Lishma, and the Mincha, the earlier pasuk that's learned that Shalol, that you compare a Mincha, Chote is like a Chatas, Nidav is like an Asham, Taima Achrina, who? Really, it's a different source. Chatas, Taima Mai, Dechsiv, Ba, He. Chatas specifically is pasul shalol lishma because it says he, it is pasul, nothing else. Menchaschot also says he, it is pasul and not others. One final point. Fine, according to the Rabbanan. So, what do they compare? It says kachadas kasham, the maka that we quoted from Elazar. So what do they use that pasuk for? So the Gemara answers, lo malacha, machatas tu nesmicha, afasham tu nesmicha, that they both require. Chatas requires smicha, and asham requires smicha. So one of the achronim asks, but so how do you compare chatas and asham only part of the way? Ein hekesh lemechsa. Kachatas kasham. So the answer is you only see ein hekesh lemechsa if you have no other psukim that are being motzi from the hekesh. If you have other psukim that tell you otherwise, then you can't say ein hekesh lemechsa. You just learn what is open. Period. Okay, one very important discussion. So one of the probably the more important discussions that we're going to have in this pesachta. And that is, we just learned that a mincha does not fulfill, get its full kedusha until it's put into a kli shares. Right, if I'm makdish flour, it does not get its kedusha until it goes into a kli shares. Then we have the machlokas tanoim, after you do the kamisa, you have to put it back into a kli shares. That's a machlokas. But every, right, we just read that Rashi, menachas chavav, that is, it, right when I'm makdish it, it's not full. That's very different than an animal. Right when I'm makdash an animal, kedusha is like goof, it gets full kedusha. Why is that? Three quick ideas. Number one, the Ravid. The Ravid at the beginning of Meseches Tamid. The Ravid wrote a commentary of Meseches Tamid, which is at the end of Kachim. The Ravid at the beginning of Meseches Tamid says, I'll read it to you. Kisha Adam mekatch al adar v'klusha zaguf by an animal. Klusha zaminach alav v'klusha zaguf adar v'klusha bekli. Why not? Hainu taima de behema la alter katchi klusha zaguf. Mishum de la alter ra'ui la hakrava ve'inu mechuser ma'isaraba elishchita bovad. When you're machlish an animal, what's missing? Nothing. You're not missing anything. It's fully kadosh. All that's left to do is the avoda. The avoda shchita. But there are other things that have to be done to a mincha or ktores that before the avodas, you have to mix it with oil, you have to crush it up, you have to do things before you do the kemitza. That's where it doesn't have klishas aguf, bepeh, until it is in beklisharis. That's the ravid, whether it's missing or not. Two other points from the achrona. The Briska Rav says, says there's an inherent difference in where the kedusha comes from by a mincha and a carbon zevach and a carbon that's shechted. This is at the end of the Brisker of the Rambam. You know, he has 10 pages in the back of the Rambam, the back of the Grizzle Rambam, where he has letters, where it's not, no, he does not say who these letters are written to. Some say that he wrote some of these letters to the Rav of Salvechik, but it's not addressed to anybody. So it says Hadras Kfo Taraso, meaning it's anonymous. So there on page 162, he says that they quote this idea from the Ravid, and he says, no. There's a difference in the fundamental kedusha of an animal and flower. An animal, a person is makdish. The kedusha flows from the hakadasha. There's a classic Brisker Torah that it's all descriptive. Doesn't really explain why, but it's descriptive. That's what the focus is in the Torah's Brisk. Devade in a Torah Tolad Bazem Srichem Klishari Solo, if you have Mechusar Maisa. No, Elabaker Dinar Chalukin Hinzemizeh. The Kedushas Haguf Shelah, the Zu Kedushas Haguf Shelah, Al Yedetin Kedushas Peh. By an animal. Ube menachos ubishar dvarim akravim aim bekedushas peshel hen rak torahs kedushas damim bilvad. When I'm makdish flour, it only has kedushas damim. Rak al yedei klishares miskashi kedushas aguf midin kol anogea bahem yikdash. Vahalo beemes shnei minei kedushas aguf hein beetzem achefsa shalahem. Din kedushas aguf al yedei din hekdish, vadin kedushas aguf al yedei kedushas kli. Vachalukanem bidinei mihadadi vikam dvarim. And he quotes it from a number of sources. He talks about the whole context of Temura, a couple of halachas there, also connected only to where Kedushas HaGuf flows from the person, from the Hakdasha, and that only applies to animals. That's the Briska Rav. Menaches only achieve Kedushas Damim when they're hukdash by a person. Kedushas HaGuf only comes when it's in the Kli. Masha'en came, when it comes to animals, the full Hakdasha comes from my being Maklish to Kedushas Peh. That's the Briska Rav. There's one final point. It's all related. They're not arguing with each other. And that is the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma in Chidushi Rav Meir Simcha. Chidushi Rav Meir Simcha in the Tshuvas, in Simen Mem Beis, he says, you know why there's a difference? Because by flour, what brings it all together? It's all different pieces. It's all different pieces. How do you put flour? By an animal. It's one thing. An animal is one unit. If I'm maklish an animal, it's one unit. There, you don't need any tziruf for this animal. The Gemara even talks about a kedushin. If I makdish the leg of an animal, it could be that hispashas kedusha bekula. The whole animal is automatically kadosh because it's one unit. So says Rabbi Meir Simcha in Tshuva Simen Mem Beis, by a mincha you can't say it's hukdash right away because it's all different pieces. Once it gets into the klisharis, now there's serif, and that's why full kedusha kicks in. Mashenki, when it comes to an animal, this might be the svara behind the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav is the explanation, the description, while Ramesh HaChachma is the explanation of the description. So you can put them together to explain why there's a difference. Very yesodistic a discussion between Mincha, why is there Zvachim and why is there Menachas? That's basically what we just did for the past 5 minutes. Why are there two Masechtas? Okay.
We're not talking about the Kemitza when you're talking about the putting into the
Kli. No, the Kemitza is the second stage. It's putting the first step, putting the flour into the Kli, right when you write the first step, before the Kemitza. Okay, here we go. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah quoted, if you remember, what we discussed so far was the first issue in the Mishnah. Shelo lishma. So we had a Tanakama said only Pesach and Chatas. Rabbi Elazar added on Asham. Then the next Shita was Yosef ben Choni Omer. Hanishchat and Mechul. Remember what he said? He said, if you shecht other karbanas, l'shem Chatas and Pesach, that also passes them. Not only Chatas and Pesach, l'shem other karbanas, but other karbanas, l'shem Chatas and Pesach. They somehow get the status of Chatas and Pesach if you think about them. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Machlok is coming up. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yosef ben Choni, Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Davar Echad. Rabbi Yochanan says that Yosef ben Choni and Rabbi Eliezer hold the same thing. Meaning, Yosef ben Choni, what does he say? You've shoved other kabbanos l'shem, pesan chatas apostle. So Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Eliezer agrees to that. Rabbi Eliezer also holds that if you shove other kabbanos l'shem chatas and pesach l'apostle. Rabba Amar, ba'achirim l'shem chatas pligi. No. Rabba says other kabbanos l'shem pesach is apostle. Rabbi Eliezer holds. But other kabbanos l'shem chatas is kosher. So it's a machlokas between Rabba and Rabbi Yochanan. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold? The Tana in the Mishnah of Yosef ben Choni, he for sure holds. He shecht the carbon l'shem pesach l'shem chatas is pasul. Does Rabbi Eliezer agree to that? Or does he only agree halfway? He agrees l'shem pesach is pasul. But what about l'shem chatas? That's what we're going to have. The Tanya. Okay, so we got a halt cup for the next 10 lines. Okay, we're going to have 6 steps of the Gemara. Just keep in mind, we'll go with Shitas Rashi. I'll be showing my other Pshatim. Shitas Rashi. All we're going to do now, it's a little, again, you got to focus. All we're going to do right now is to try to prove where Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan get their Shitas from. Again, it's a Machlokas Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold? Does Rabbi Eliezer agree to the Tana of the Mishnah that if you shecht other karbanas, l'shem chatas and pesach, they're pasul? Or does Rabbi Eliezer only say that l'shem pesach is pasul? But l'shem chatas is kosher. That's what we're going to try to prove right now. So here we go. D'tanya, the Braisa says, HaPesach sha'av rashnaso, if you have a current Pesach that got too old, it's more than a year old, v'shachto bizmano l'shmo, but you shechted, you took an old carbon Pesach, which automatically turns into a shlamim. So if you have a shlamim on Erev Pesach, and you shechted l'shem Pesach, v'chein ha'shoftech achein l'shem Pesach bizmano, or you shecht any carbon, you shecht any carbon on Erev Pesach, right? At the time of the carbon Pesach, you shecht any carbon bizmano, you shechted l'shem Pesach, Rabbi Eliezer posel, Rabbi Yeshua machsher. Rabbi Eliezer posels, and Rabbi Yeshua's machsher. So you see, Rabbi Eliezer says l'shem pesach is posel. So that everybody agrees to. Rabbi Eliezer says any carbon l'shem pesach bisman pesach that's going to be posel. The machlokas we're about to discuss, Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan, is does what does Rabbi Eliezer say about l'shem chatas? That's the whole machlokas. So now we have the different stages. So I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Step one. Rabbi Yeshua argues on that. Also, Rabbi Yeshua says if you shecht l'shem pesach it's kosher. So step one is Rabbi Yeshua. In Bishari, Rabbi Yeshua is going to say a kal vachomer. In Bishari, Mos Hashana she'eino kasher lishmo. If you shecht a carbon Pesach, l'shem Pesach, on any day other than Erev Pesach, today, right? We're in Kislev. You shecht a Pesach l'shem Pesach today, it's pasul. Acherim kasherim lishmo. But if you shecht others lishmo, if you shecht the shlamim l'shem pesach today, it's going to be kasher. So bismano shu kasher lishmo. So on Erev Pesach, where our current Pesach would be kasher l'shem pesach, right? What you're supposed to do, eino din sheyichshur acherim lishmo. Surely other kabbanis should be kasher l'shem pesach. If other kabbanis are kasher l'shem pesach on other days of the year, so surely on Erev Pesach it should be kasher. Step two, amalo Rabbi Eliezer ochilu fadvarim. Rabbi Eliezer says, I argue with you. Rabbi Eliezer is about to say two things. Number one, he's going to say, I could say a similar kal vachomer, which is obviously wrong. So your kal vachomer must also be wrong. Number two, I'm specifically going to torpedo your kal vachomer. That's going to be two steps that Rabbi Eliezer is about to say. Number one, he's going to make up his own kal vachomer, which he's saying just as a rhetorical question, because it's obviously a wrong kal vachomer. And then he's going to say, and besides it, your kal vachomer itself is wrong. Let's do it. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Ochilu Fadvarim, or the opposite. I can give you another kal vachomer. Uma im b'shar yemos hashana she'eino kasher lishmo. Other days of the year where the Pesach l'shem Pesach is pasul. Kasher hu l'shem achirim. But if I shech the Pesach l'shem shlamim, it's going to be kasher on other days of the year. So bizmano shu kasher lishmo. So on Erev Pesach, where a Pesach l'shem Pesach is kosher, eino din shi yachshu l'shem achirim. It surely should be kosher l'shem Pesach l'shem shlamim. And that's obviously wrong. Everybody agrees that's wrong. A Pesach l'shem shlamim, or the Pesach l'shem anything else on Erev Pesach is pasul for sure. So Rabbi Eliezer says, but it's a similar kal vachomer to what you're saying. So just like my kal vachomer is wrong, your kal vachomer must be wrong. And then he says, the yuchshur Pesach l'abasa shlo l'shmo. So therefore, you're going to kasher a Pesach on the 14th shlo l'shmo. Of course, that's wrong. So your kal vachomer must be wrong too. But then he says more specifically, the kachata omer, this is what you say, your kal vachomer. Now he specifically, this is Rashi Shita, the following line is a continuation of Rabbi Eliezer's attack. The umal, and this is the line that is important for us to figure out Rabbi Yochanan's original Shita. Mali hochshur acherim b'shar yemos hashana. You can't compare other karbanos on the rest of the year. Why do you say other karbanos are kosher the rest of the year? L'shem Pesach, l'shmo. Shekein hu kosher l'shem acherim, because after all, Pesach l'shem others is kosher, says this line. Let me say it outside. Other karbanos l'shem Pesach is all kosher, because Pesach l'shem other karbanos is kosher. Says Rabbi Lazar, the yuchzer acher bezmano lishmo, others l'shem Pesach should be kosher on erev Pesach. No, that can't be. Why shekeinu pasul l'shem acherim? Because it is pasul l'shem others. What's Rabbi Lazar's argument? There's a parallel. Whatever if others l'shem Pesach is kosher, so Pesach l'shem others is going to be kosher. If you know Pesach l'shem others is pasul, so pasul others l'shem Pesach is going to be pasul. It all goes hand in hand. So what do you see from that line? You know chatos l'shem others is pasul. So it must be others, l'shem chathas is also pasul. That's with the svara, the hidden svara in this line of Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Yochanan's diak. Rabbi Yochanan, remember, what's our goal of these 10 lines of Gemara? Rabbi Yochanan wants to prove that what is Rabbi Eliezer shita? Not only other kabbanos l'shem Pesach is pasul, other kabbanos l'shem chathas is pasul. So that's what he just proved here, because what's his svara? His svara is, you always go hand in hand. Others, l'shem a karban is going to be pasul, so that karban, l'shem others is going to be pasul. Right, so that's what it goes hand in hand. That line is Rabbi Yochanan's raya. But now we continue. Omalo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua defends himself. Remember, what does Rabbi Yeshua say? Rabbi Yeshua says, if you shecht any other carbon on Erev Pesach, it's going to be kosher. Omalo Rabbi Yeshua. Imkein, if you say that's really true, horata koach Pesach v'nasata koach b'shlamim. Says Rabbi Yeshua, if you say your svara, that other carbonists on Erev Pesach are going to be pasul l'shem Pesach, so you know what? Then you're in effect saying that a shlamim is more chamer than Pesach. And that can't be. We know Pesach and Chatos. We have a Misora. Those two are the most chamer. In what way is shlamim more chamer than Pesach? Because Rashi explains, on the rest of the days of the year, Pesach l'shem shlamim is kosher. On Erev Pesach, shlamim l'shem Pesach is pasul. So you see, shlamim is more pasul than Pesach is. How could that be? So that's why Rabbi Yeshua says you must be wrong. So Rabbi Elazar says, fine, I'll come up with another svara. Step 4 of the Gemara. Step 4, the next couple of lines were a little easier. Chazar, those 4 lines are the hardest lines, I think, in the first paragraph. So if you get those lines, you got to go through it about 10 times to really get it. But it flows. Just got to make a chart. I made a chart for myself with the boxes. You see what the Kal v'Chomer is and what they're arguing on. So Chazar, Rabbi Elazar, v'dona d'nacher. Step 4, Rabbi Elazar says, okay, let me come up with a different svara. Remember, what's Rabbi Elazar trying to prove? Other karbanos l'shem Pesach on Erev Pesach are going to be pasul. So, what does he say? As follows. Matzinu moser Pesach bashlamim. We know leftover Pesach. A karban Pesach that got lost and used a different one and now you have it after Pesach. Moser Pesach automatically turns into shlamim. The ain moser shlamim ba Pesach, but a shlamim can never turn into a Pesach. And yet, ma Pesach shemoser bashlamim. Shachto bismano shem shlamim pasul. Even though a Pesach could turn into a shlamim, if you shecht the Pesach l'shem shlamim is going to be pasul. So surely, shlamim shein moser ba Pesach, if a shlamim which never turns into a Pesach, so im shachlo l'shem Pesach bismano in dinchi psulin. So surely it should be pasul. If Pesach l'shem shlamim is pasul, even though Pesach sometimes turns into a shlamim, so shlamim l'shem Pesach should surely be pasul, because a shlamim never turns into a Pesach. So that's how Rabbi Elazar knows that Pesach is other karbanos l'shem Pesach are going to be pasul on erev Pesach. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua again answers him. One second. Matzinu moser chatas ba'ola. Ve'ein moser ola ba'chatas. Alessi yokasha. Chatas sometimes turns into an ola. Where does a chatas turn into an ola? We know 5 chatos have to die. What's the case? Where Rashi explains, he quotes from Meseches Temura, if originally I'm only mafresh money, not a carbon, I'm mafresh money for a chatas, and then I have left over, I only use half the money. So what happens with that rest of the money? I use it for an ola. That doesn't have to be thrown out. So now I use money, or if I separate 2 karbanos at the beginning, I say I'm going to choose one. But a chatas can sometimes turn into an ola, but an ola can never turn into a chatas. And yet we know, ma chatas shemosara ba'ola. A chatas who's left over turned into an ola. Shachtel l'shem ola psula, if you shachtel l'shem ola, it's pasul, even though a chatas sometimes turns into an ola. If you shachtel l'shem ola, it's going to be pasul. So ola shein mosara ba'chatas, an ola which can never turn into a chatas, shachtel l'shem chatas, eno din shein psula. So surely it should be pasul if you shachtel l'shem chatas. And yet we know that's not true, right? We know an olish l'olishma is kosher, right? So that's Rabbi Yeshua's, again, question ad infinitum that you must be wrong. So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you can't compare your kavachomer to my kavachomer. You're comparing chatas and ola, and I'm comparing Pesach and Shlamim. Big difference. Lo emamarta b'chatas sheking shera lishma kol hashana kula. A chatas is kosher the whole year if you shefta lishma. Tomar bePesach sheino kosher lishma ola bismano. Pesach is very different. It has a specific time. It's only kosher lishma bismano. If you shefta Pesach any other day of the year lishmo, it's going to be pasul. And therefore, hov who pasul lishmo dinu sheif shlachim lishmo. So you see, Pesach is more pasul than a chatas, and therefore other kamanos should be pasul regarding it. But you see from that last discussion that it specifically, right, what it was Rabba's shita. Rabba said that Rabbi Lezer's shita is only when it comes to l'shem Pesach, but not l'shem chatas. What happened here in this last discussion in step 5, where Rabbi Yeshua said to him, you're going to tell me, oh, l'shem chatas is going to be possible? That's crazy. Rabbi Lezer didn't answer. No, that's what I hold. He didn't answer that. Because he doesn't hold that way. Rabbi Yochanan is medayik from part 1 of Rabbi Lezer, when Rabbi Lezer first quoted his Kavachomer, that was in step 2 of the Gemara, and Rabba is medayik from step 5 of the Gemara. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabba, what did we just do in the last 10 lines? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabba have a machlokas. What is Rabbi Eliezer's shita if you shecht other karbanos l'shem chatas? Kasher apostle. That's it. What does Rabbi Lezer say? Does Rabbi Lezer say it's pasul like Pesach or not? That's the machlokas, and they were medayiket from this conversation. Fine. Weiter. Take a deep breath. Shimon Achi Azariah Omer Bechulu. So Shimon Achi Azariah, back in the Mishnah. What's Shimon Achi Azariah? We spoke about on Daf Beis. Why is it called Achi Azariah? His brother supported him. Yisachar and Zvulun. But what was his shita? If you shech any carbon l'shem a higher kedusha, then it's kosher. If you shech any carbon for a lower kedusha, it's pasul. So Rav Ashi Masti Mishpeder Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Acham Berei Derava Masti Mishpeder Rabbi Yanai, they both say, or one of them says, my time of the Shimon Achi Azariah, where does he get this from? Why is it kosher l'shem gavoha? Ed pasul l'shem namuch? To Amar Krak, as the pasuk says, v'lo yichalu es katshei b'nei Yisrael, we're going to darshan this pasuk, don't be mechalel, don't lose the kedusha of my kachim, eis asher yarimu l'shem, that which I uplift for Hashem. So literally, yarimu is just to be mafresh, but we're darshing the word yarimu to lift up. Bimura mehem, if you go higher from them, ein mischalin. You won't be mischalin if asher yarimu. If you won't be mischalin if it's higher kedusha. Binamuch mehem mischalin, but if you do it lower than them, then it would be mechalal the karban. Says the Gemara of Ailach, you do asa. That pasuk is teaching me that. According to Shimon Achi Azariah, but you better look at the Shmuel. What do you mean Shmuel learned something else from that pasuk? To Omar Shmuel, minayin lochal is a tevel shiba misa. How do you know that if you eat tevel, it's misa b'dei shemayim? What's the source of that halacha? If I eat tevel, grain, produce, that I did not take chumas or maisers off of yet, how do I know? Shneemar v'lo yichalu es kashay b'nei Yisrael, eis ashi yarimu l'Hashem. You know from that pasuk, ba'asidim l'jum ha'kazim adaber. Yarimu is future tense, whatever you will be muram. And up at the, don't be mechala yourself. And therefore you're b'chayim misa if you eat from there. So that's what you use from the pasuk, that tevel is chayim misa. So Gemara says, no, imkein lift up krash esher hurmu. If it's just about one of these halachas, it could have said the past tense, if it's just about one. My asa'is asher yarimu, shvamin atarti. The fact that it says the future tense specifically, so we learn both halachas. Number one, that goes, if you go up, you're not mechalit. Number two is including tevel. By Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says, I have a question about this shita. What does the shita say? If you go up, it's okay. What does it mean if you go up, it's okay? Does that mean it's okay like the Tanakhama says okay? Meaning, the Tanakhama says kosher, but it doesn't count for the Bialim? Or if you go up, it's okay, and it's perfect. That if you go up, it even counts for the owner. What is Yossi ben Chot, what do these shitas, Shimon Achi Azariah say about that issue? Ksherin ve'ein maratzin? Do we say it's kosher but not maratza? V'chi palik b'chada palik? And he's only arguing on the Tanakhama in one way. Meaning, he agrees that if you go up, it's kosher but not maratza. The only machlokas is if you go down. Because the Tanakhama says if you go down, it's also kosher ve'ein maratza. And this shita says pasul. So he's only arguing if you go down. O dilma no, ksherin u'maratzin. Or does he say, no, if you go up, it's perfect. It even counts for the owner, Ubatarti Fligi. And he argues on both. If you go up, the Tanakhama always says, Kasher Veinu Maratza. But this sheet that says if you go up, it's perfect, and if you go down, it's pasul. So he argues on both. So the Gemara says, Amar Abayi B'Temer Abizrika, Tashma. Let's try to prove it. Habachar v'hamayser sheshachton l'shem shlamim. This is the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave examples. Bachar Meister said, Yishach l'shem shlamim. Meaning you going up, Kesherim, Shlom, Heshachal, Meshem, Bechor, Olo, Shem, Meiser, Psulin. You go down, because they have less Zrikas. That's why they have less Kedusha. So, V'is, Takatai, the Kesherim, Umaratzin. And if you want to say the word Kosher in the Mishnah, means total Kosher, Umaratzin, Bechor, Baritsu, Yehu. Is a Bechor brought for Kapara? No, it's automatically Kadosh. So he uses the Lashon Kosher by Bechor, so it must mean Kosher means Eino Maratzah. Somewhere it says Elak Sherim Ve'ein Maratzin. What, you want to say that's what it means? Umi Desefek Sherim Ve'ein Maratzin. If you say that's what it means by Bechor, Reisha Namik Sherim Ve'ein Maratzin. So you're going to tell me Reisha also means Kesherim Ve'ein Maratzin? By Chatas and Ola? Somewhere it says no. Mi Di Arya, do you have to say that? Hakadisa Bakadisa. Maybe every Kosher in the Mishnah means something else. It means whatever you can fulfill. So maybe this shita does say kashavein umaratze. By chadas and asham, it's total. By bechor, it does whatever it's supposed to do. So the Gemara says elamai kamashmalan. And what would be the chiddush if it's not to teach me kasher ve'ein umaratze? If it's not to teach me that, what's the chiddush of giving all these examples? Gavav and nama kamashmalan. What are you teaching me? What's higher? What's lower? Tanina. We already learned it. Kesad. We already learned it in the first example. Kashi kashim shalom kashi kashim kal bechulu. What do you have to give me other examples for? It must be to teach me that it's kasher ve'eino maratzeh. Exactly why it says the lashon of kasher by Bechor to teach me it's kasher ve'eino maratzeh. Says the Gemara, no raya. Ma'u detema kachi kachi ve'kachim kalim u'di'ika gavo v'namach. No, you would have said, why does it have to repeat it? Not because dafka to teach me kasher ve'eino maratzeh. But it has to give me the other example to teach me. I would have thought maybe only major qualitative jumps is called namach and gavoha. But smaller quantitative jumps, that's not called namach v'gavoha. Where ma'u the tema, I would have said kachi kachi v'kachi kalam udiga gavoha namach. I'm like kalam v'kalam lo, but within kalam v'kalam, maybe I wouldn't have said that's called gavoha namach. That's why you have to give their other example. So I said 1 minute. Hatanina hanami today. We also learned that you don't have to give examples. Shlom and kodem as a bechor. If you look on the Mishnah, it's one of the most fascinating, amazing Mishnahs in this whole Masechta. Daf pay test later on. The first Mishnah in Parakalat Adir. It goes through every carbon. What's more kadosh than the other one, and why? So it categorizes, it captures every carbon. What's unique about it? So the Mishnah says later on. You already know what's the within kachi column. There are levels. Shlomim kodem as a bechor. Shlomim is before bechor. Beishei tuunim matan arba. Because the shlomim needs on all four corners vismicha and leaning. Nesachim and wine, v'truvas chazi v'shok. So you already know that even within kashi kalam there are different levels. So you don't need this mission to tell me. So Gemara says, no, ha'ikr. This mission is the ikr to teach me that. Ha'hi agroranas. But there it just comes up, derech agav. Okay, anyway, so l'maisa, we do not have a raya. What this shita holds about l'shem gavoa. Does it mean perfect kashu maratze, or just kashu ve'eno kashu ve'eno maratze? Okay, let's just do the Mishnah. Again, there's more to talk about here. We don't really have time. Does, just one line, Shimon Achi Azariah, when he says L'Shem Gavoah, does that include Chatas and Pesach also? Are Chatas and Pesach also Kasher L'Shem Gavoah? That's the discussion of the Karen Ori here. Okay, let's just try to do the Mishnah. HaPesach Sheshachtu Shachris. We alluded to this Mishnah already a couple of times. HaPesach Sheshachtu Shachris Barbazah Shlo Lishmo. The Mishnah says, if you shech the Karen Pesach Bizmano, it's Pasol. What's Bizmano? What if you shech the Karen Pesach in the morning of Erev Pesach? Rabbi Yeshua machshir kilunishcha b'shlosha asar. Rabbi Yeshua says it's just like you shechted it yesterday, and therefore it's kosher. A pesach shelo bizmano is kosher. Ben b'seira posel kilunishcha ben arba'im. Ben b'seira says pasul no, and as if you shechted it in the afternoon. We'll have to see what ben b'seira means. We're going to have 2 days in the Mishnah, in the Gemara. Amar shimei nazai mekubali mitvi shivim mishnayim zekazaken. I have a Kabbalah from 72 zakenim. 72. Pesach Gadol is only 70, maybe 71. Rosh HaGabayim says the Rami Sada, that's a daf to the point. Because we're on tomorrow's daf, we're going to have that it was unanimous. That's what his emphasis here. It wasn't a vote. It was unanimous. That's why it's emphasizing by saying 72. 70, you might have thought, oh, it was just a hachra. It was a decision. No, 72 means it was unanimous. B'yom Shoshiva, Shabbat ben Azariah b'yeshiva, on the day, Rebbe Lazar b'yeshiva, on the day that they made Rebbe Lazar the Rosh Yeshiva, Shekal HaZvachim Shenechal, and it says, Chush Lashman K'sherin. Rebbe Lazar says that any Zvachim that are eaten, that are Shekhtash Lashma Kasher, Elish Lo'ol Lo'bayim L'shem Chova. Sounds like on Mishra Daf Beis, Chush Ben HaPesach HaMenachatas. What's the difference between this line? He added in one word, Ne'echalin. Meaning, for the Hosif Benazai Ella Ha'ola. Benazai says Ola is also Pasul Lechatas and Pesach. So he added that in this version. For the Hosif Lechacham, and the Chacham did not agree to his version. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Keep in mind, we mentioned a number of times, Rav Schechter quotes this as one of the examples of a Chefza Shal Mitzvah that could exist before the time you could do a Maisa HaMitzvah. right? That's Korban Pesach, even before one day, we're going to see that he allows to shechit Korban Pesach in the morning. But according to the second day, he says, this is an example, it had the status of Korban Pesach before you can actually shechit Korban Pesach. The status of Lulav Maistar at the beginning of Sukkot, but even though you can't shechit it the next, you can't shake it until the next day. Bris Mila, the status of Ariel might start the night of the 8th, even though you can't do the Mila until the day of the 8th. It's a number of examples that come up, and he quotes this in Eretz HaTzvi in Simin Yud. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but the Shema will continue tomorrow. I wish you have a good day.